Hello. Testing 1, 2. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Aren't you glad to be in the house of the Lord today? I have never lost, I can honestly say, when I was getting ready for church this morning, I know I don't look it, but I'm 40 years old. I've been raised in church. How many has had the privilege of being raised in church? Amen. As they say, from knee high to a grasshopper, right? And a lot of times, many Pentecostals, second, third, fourth generation Pentecostals, we don't mean to do this, but we have a real tendency to take a lot of things for granted. And I felt the Holy Ghost in that. We take a lot of things for granted. And so this morning I was getting ready for church, and Brother Sandy, as sure as the world, as sure as I'm standing here, the privilege of standing at this great desk today in this incredible, amazing church, that I'm honored to stand before you as your evangelist today. I was getting ready for church, the hotel, and I got so excited. It was like I was just a little kid. It's like going to Sunday school. Like, I get to go to church today. I'm going to Heritage Christian Center today. Really? I walked out the front desk. I've done made friends with them, and they love Pastor Sandy at the hotel there. They said, we've done business with him a long time. I said, where are you going, Mr. Putty? On my old first name basis now. We done had our talks. And thank you very, very much. You'll get that tomorrow at lunch. And they asked, what are you going, Mr. Bullock? I said, I'm going to church. I'm excited. I'm going to the most exciting church in all this area. With a true man of God, with a consistent man of God, with a faithful man of God, with godly integrity and character. Aren't you thankful for this church? Aren't you thankful for Heritage Christian Center? Aren't you thankful for your pastor and Sister Sandy? Hallelujah. Why don't we put our hands together and just act like it's your first time to the house of the Lord and you're just excited to be here. Why don't we just praise God one more time? I feel the Holy Ghost in that. We're in the house of the Lord. Come on. You can do better than that. Lift your hand. Lift your voice. Come on. Shataya la mahaya. Itataya la mahaya. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I want to commend this church and how that you welcome visitors. You know, amazing, isn't it ironic that you actually feel the love in this church? Imagine that, in a church. You feel loved. What a novel idea. And I feel that today. I'll be very transparent here in this moment. I feel very burdened. I feel like God has allowed the privilege of me to be able to come, but I feel very heavy in my spirit of wanting to convey to you. I believe now, you see, everything comes in cycles, and in the church, and there's seasons. And there's cycles, and I have diligently prayed, and I've asked God for direction for today. I don't know about tonight. I don't know about Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I'm not sure about those things. But I know that this morning, I believe that what I have for the next few moments, and folks, I don't plan on holding you long because I'm hungry. I didn't eat breakfast this morning. But I feel very strong that God has placed something in my spirit. And I want you, if you would, just to reach over before you get your Bibles, take your neighbor by the hand one more time. And I want us to ask the Lord to speak to us today. Would you do it? Speak to me today. I believe God wants to pour out the Holy Ghost. I believe He wants to restore backsliders in this house, even today, right this morning. We have this morning. That's what I was wanting to say. We have now. We've got right now. And Lord, I don't want to squander the opportunity that You've afforded us, Lord, to please You. Oh God, I'm very interested in pleasing You, Lord, today. I'm very interested in obeying the voice of God today with divine inspiration. Hallelujah, 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 shandalamaya. Come on, somebody pray. Reach over, take your neighbor by the hand. Squeeze their hand. Let's pray right now. Come on. God, You see every need. You see every need, Lord. You see every need. We need You today. We need a word from You today, mighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour, I need You. Oh, bless me now, help me now, my Savior, for I come to Thee. Would you close your eyes, raise your hands, sing it out, oh, I need Thee. Oh, I need Thee. Yes, every hour. Yes, bless me now, my Savior. Sing it out. Oh, do you believe it? Do you mean it? I need Thee. Oh, I still need Thee. I still need You, Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is still a prayer-answering God. You don't want to miss tonight, if you have your Bibles, Daniel, the book of Daniel. Brother, I've changed it on you. The Holy Ghost has given me direction. I'm going to go with Daniel chapter 9 and one verse there. Thank you for standing. I, too, along with Pastor, want to welcome all of you to the house. In this church, welcome all of our visitors, all of our guests. I welcome you along with Pastor today in Jesus' name. I give honor to Brother and Sister Sandy, to this church family. And there was no excuse for anyone being late today, right? We're all here. McCoy's and the Hatfields. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant. Everybody say the covenant. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst, right in the middle of the week, he shall cause. Everybody say, in the middle of the week. I want you to get this. How this is worded, this is astounding. That he's going to confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And right in the middle of the week, he shall cause. He shall cause. He shall cause. He will make or cause the sacrifice. Everyone say the sacrifice. The sacrifice and the oblation to cease. To stop. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I want to talk to you this morning for the next few minutes on something that needs to be recognized. And we need to recognize we do have a presidential election in 2 days. I'm not going to preach about that. But not only in this nation is in a mess. I'm sorry, I should have said that a whole lot sweeter. We're in trouble, like we've never been in trouble. Come on, I'm not appealing to Democrats or Republicans or vice versa. I'm appealing to Christians. I'm appealing to apostolics and Pentecostals. Come on now, just. Give me a little credit here. We're in trouble. This nation's in trouble. This world's in trouble. That's a no-brainer. We know this. But there is a spirit in this last hour. I said all that to say that we are so embarking. We are so close to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whew. And there is a spirit. There is something, I believe, I have prayerfully tried to put a finger on it, Bishop. I have tried to, church, pinpoint. And that's what we do, right? That's what the preacher's expected to do. Preach cutting edge, right? Well, I have prayed more than that. I said, God, I want my heart to be in sync with your heart. There's nothing wrong with praying like that. I want your thoughts. I want to know what is it that we're dealing with in the church? Why? So here's the real question. Why are we not experiencing more apostolic revival than what we have been experiencing in recent times? Feel the Holy Ghost. Why are we not having more people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? And then let me ask a question that I dare ask. Why is it that we have more people leaving the church than coming to the church? What is the cause? What is the effect? It's not wrong to ask these honest questions. So I want to talk to you this morning a little bit about, and I know you're standing, but I want to talk to us about a spirit. And it is a spirit. A spirit that has so made its way into the church. And somebody needs to recognize it today, and we need to defeat it. And we need to stand up and say, we are still the church triumphant. And we are that remnant of the book of Acts. And we will have an apostolic revival. So let me ask the question, is there anybody in this house today that you really want to be a part of in the last day? Say, of God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Is there anybody here today that really wants to be a part of apostolic revival? Is there anybody here that wants to hang in here long enough to hear Gabriel blow that trumpet? Too many are falling away. Too many in the church are falling away. Too many young people are falling away. And too many preachers are falling away. Not one of us is immune from what I'm going to speak today, and it's attacked the church. Everybody say, in Jesus' name, God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Turn to your neighbor and say, there's a reason why our churches and our altars are barren. To be quite frank, to be quite honest with you, and we're going to do some of that. I feel it in my spirit right now. I feel like just taking off, running around the church two or three good times because it's in my spirit because I've got victory. But not everybody's got victory. This is my oxygen. When I come to church, everything's up. We sing, it's up. We exhort, brother, it's up. Pastor exhorts and admonishes us and gives us instruction and it's up. The preacher preaches, it's up. The singing, the music, it's all up. When we walk back out that door, it's like, I need this. I can't survive off of this or without this. I have to have this. And so I said that, and I'm going to get right to it. The real complete fulfillment of the prophecy that we just read in Daniel chapter 9 in one verse, the last verse of that chapter, verse 27. The real complete fulfillment of this prophecy will, of course, it will completely come to pass during what we have been taught and what is commonly referred and I believe is going to be what is referred to as the time of tribulation. The completeness of this prophecy, the fulfillment of this prophecy will be completed during the time of tribulation. Now, from the very onset of this message this morning, I perhaps would appear to be a little controversial to some. Why? Because there are some that are pre, some are mid, some are post-tribulation in their theology. But right now, that really doesn't matter because that's not the point. The point is Jesus is coming. So wherever you fall in that, that's not my point this morning. The point is, it's prophecy to be fulfilled. And so, wherever you may fall in this morning, this message is prophecy. It is referred to as the day of the Lord in the Old Testament. And it will follow what I feel like is after the rapture of the church. But when you begin to look at Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27, it means this. It means that the Antichrist will make an agreement. The Antichrist. If I say the Antichrist. The Antichrist will make an agreement or a covenant with the Jews during the last 7 years of tribulation. And he will, the Antichrist, he will undoubtedly bargain with the Jews for their wealth, and they will be allowed to worship in Palestine. I have been there. I've been underground in the tunnels. I've been to the Mosque of Omar. I have been to the Wailing Wall. I have been all around there. I have even been to the Prime Minister's office, Benjamin Netanyahu, with Sister Trout, Brother and Sister Trout. And I have heard things. I've seen things. And more than that, I have felt things. And when you look at the Word of God and you begin to put these things together, piece by piece, it all begins to make perfectly clear sense. And so the Jews, they're going to be allowed to worship in Palestine. Now watch this. As we all know, something that has already started, The Antichrist will allow them to build their temple and offer sacrifices in Jerusalem. The Antichrist will then try to conquer the entire world. He will set himself up as God. And we know this. We've heard this taught. And it's true. In addition to that, he will declare himself to be God. But here's what I've come to preach this morning. But something goes wrong. I'm glad Satan's plans always get messed up, or seem to always have a way of getting messed up. There's a reason for that. It's no coincidence that Satan has not taken over the entire world yet. I'm fixing to give it to you right now. It is no coincidence that Satan has not taken over the entire world yet. You know why? Turn to your neighbor and say, "You're the reason." That was a Hiroshima bomb. Come on, you're the reason. Well, let me just say this. The Church of the Living God is still the most powerful, viable force on planet Earth. And I don't care how you feel about it. It really doesn't matter how you feel about it today. We are still God's people in this earth, in this world. We are a powerful force to be reckoned with. The Church. Somebody clap your hands and shout, "The Church!" Hallelujah, you may be seated. And so, the Antichrist will set himself up as God, and he will declare himself to be God, but something goes wrong. God, I feel like preaching right now, Bishop. Something is hindering him. Who? Something is hindering the Antichrist from taking over the world. Whew, feel the Holy Ghost. And so finally he realizes what that something is. And that is this. I'm in prophecy now. Watch me now. Stay with it. Finally, he realizes what that something is, the Antichrist, of why he cannot take over the world, and it is this. Hear me now, here's my message. That as long as the Jews, my brother, as long as the Jews are sacrificing to God in the temple, his plans cannot be consummated. He realizes, the Antichrist realizes that as long as the Jewish people are in the temple, they're in the synagogues, offering up sacrifices to God, Almighty God, that he cannot conquer the world. Therefore, in the middle of the 7 years we read about, he will break the covenant in the midst of that week. And in the middle of those 7 years, and the Bible says, he will cause the sacrifice. Notice the sacrifice to stop. He will cause the sacrifice to cease. Then and only then only, can the abomination of desolation spread throughout the entire world. Only though, when the sacrifices of the Jewish people stops. Only when the sacrificing stops. Say that with me. Only when the sacrificing stops. Turn to your neighbor and say, only when the sacrificing stops. It's only when the sacrificing stops that he can set himself up as God in the Jewish temple, in the third temple, and declare his authority, and then begin to rule and reign and do the rest of what prophecy says He is going to do. But watch this. Sacrifices. I have come to preach this morning. Sacrifices. I have come to declare it this morning. Sacrifices. I have come to decree it this morning. Sacrifices. I've come to testify this morning. Sacrifices. I'll be able to sing a little bit about it before it's over with. Sacrifices. I'm going to preach about it. I've come to preach about sacrifices. I've come to exhort today with holy exhortation. Sacrifices. I've come to tell you not just in my flesh, in my body, but in an anointing, in the Holy Ghost, in my body. Sacrifices. I've come to tell you today, sacrifices. Someone shout with me, sacrifices. Here's what I want to tell you. Sacrifices are still pleasing in the sight of God. Somebody clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Sacrifices are still pleasing to God. Sacrifices. You may be seated in man, nor devils. Man, nor devils can control a situation where men or women are sacrificing unto God, Almighty God. I don't care what the devil is. I don't care what the spirit is. I don't care what antagonist is. I don't care what the opposition is. I don't care what adversary comes in. It doesn't matter what kind of opposing force. I have come to boldly declare in this church today, as long as somebody will stand up and say, I will sacrifice to God, there ain't no devil in hell that can stop that individual, that can stop that family, that can stop that church, that can stop that ministry. When devils, no man, no devil can control a situation where men are, and women are sacrificing unto God. But when sacrifices ceases or stops, hear me today, when sacrifices, everybody say, when sacrifices stop. When sacrifices cease, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning, Pastor. When sacrifices stop, somebody's been praying. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. When sacrifices ceases, or when sacrifices stops during the period, listen to me, and I'm fixing to get to it. During the period of the Great Tribulation, then we will enter that devilish time that is known as the Spirit or the Age of the Antichrist. And then it is 666. And then it is the mark of the beast. But it's only when the sacrifices stops. It's only when the sacrifices ceases that can be invoked. And that can be validated. And that will go into effect. It's only when the sacrifices stop. So today, on this beautiful Sunday, November the 4th, 2012. For just a few more minutes of your time, thank you. I come to you telling you, here's what I've come to preach. I've come today to tell you that the devil, Satan himself, oh come on, he's real. Coming head to head with it. We might as well. Greater is He that is within me. Oh, come on. We'll run the aisles tonight, but I want to give you something to run about right now. The devil, Satan himself, is too smart and he is too clever. He is too smart and too clever. And the devil is too wise to wait. Hear me now. To wait until the time of great tribulation to invoke that doctrine of belief. That weapon is so powerful, it's too powerful for hell to just lie dormant until after the church is raptured out of here.
The devil cannot reveal the Antichrist. The devil cannot reveal the Antichrist. Satan cannot Lucifer. Satan, the devil, cannot reveal the Antichrist until after the church is out of the way. But that, hear me now, that does not stop him from using the same weapon on the church and God's people in the same way that he will during the period of tribulation. You're with me. I can feel you. You're with me. Y'all still with me? Y'all still with me? When Paul picks up his pen or quill or whatever he had, when he began to write this, when Paul begins to pick up his pen and he begins to write to the church at Thessalonica, in his second letter, he said this, before it ever happens, let me tell you something, Thessalonians. He said, the spirit of, here it is, the spirit of iniquity doth already work. And only he who now letteth will let until the Holy Ghost be taken out of the way, the church. And then shall that wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. Notice the spirit of his mouth. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. The spirit pole. I may not know who he is. Everybody say, we don't know who he is. The Antichrist. I don't think it's our job to pinpoint the Antichrist. So many years, people have speculated. They've had Henry Kissinger. Remember that back years ago? They have had Mikhail Gorbachev. And they, on and on, the list goes. The Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist? Who is he? Who is he? Where is he from? All of this. Listen, we've had everybody being the Antichrist through the years. But listen to me. In trying to name, if I say name, in trying to name who the Antichrist is, I believe we have lost the focus of the spirit of the Antichrist. Though this morning we may not know his name, though we may not know who he is, I can tell you one thing for sure. I can say one thing for sure, and that is this. There's one thing that I recognize today, and it is this. The Spirit! The Spirit of the Antichrist is at work. Not only in this world, but to my opening remarks, the spirit of the Antichrist is at work in the church. No. Don't sit there and fool yourself. Don't look so pious and so righteous and act like you have no clue what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, the spirit of Antichrist, woo, is already at work in the church. How can you say that, brother evangelist? Are you trying to be offensive? No, I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just trying to be truthful. I'm trying to be honest. And let me say it this way this morning. How can you say the spirit of Antichrist is already at work in the church? I'll tell you how I can boldly make that claim. If Satan, if the devil can convince us that there's no need to pray. It's just Sunday morning. I'll make it Sunday morning. I'll make it. Let me tell you something. There was an hour, there was a day, brothers and sisters, where I can remember, and I'm not all that old, but I can remember as a teenager, I can remember when before a Sunday morning service or before a Sunday evening service, and you know what? I don't understand. Please, and if this, I know it's probably being recorded. In fact, they've got me on these, they got all kind of preachers, and they've been putting some of my messages on the airways and on those the apostolic apps and all that stuff and all this, and I never know who's going to hear what, and if this is recorded, you can take it or you can leave it. But I want to say this, and I don't understand these churches that are obsoleting a service on Sundays, and then they're doing away with a weeknight service and just going to one service a week. And I don't know about you, but the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, I don't think we need to eliminate a service. If anything, we need to add a service. God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Come on. I'm not trying to look for ways that I can get away from God. I'm looking. Oh, come on, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I'm looking. looking for ways I can draw closer to God. I need three people to step out of your pew and in the aisle, stomp your foot right now. Come on, step out in the aisle, stomp your foot and shout, "Let it be me, oh God. I'm going to be the one that will contend for any sacrifice." We're getting there. Stay with me. I feel the Holy Ghost. Be seated. Be seated if you can. After the Holy Ghost. I remember. Is this a prayer room right here, Bishop? I can remember. Not 10 minutes. Not 30 minutes. But at least an hour. At least an hour. Oh, I feel like I'm in it right now. We're in the will of God, Bishop. We're in the will of God right now. I accept that. I believe that. I will sleep well tonight. We're in the will of God right now. I remember an hour at least before service. There would be people, they wouldn't worry. Listen, I'm going to get technical, and I may sound a little old-fashioned right now, but you're just going to have to deal with it. Because I make no apologies. And here it is. People wasn't worried about how their hair was going to get messed up in the prayer room. They wasn't worried about their dry clean dress or their dry clean suit or their crisp tie or anything. If they were going to perspire, my God, they didn't worry about it. But there were people that come in here, and hallelujah, and right at the beginning of service, you know why? That's why we had moves of God in the past, because somebody said, I'm going to make a little bit of, you said it earlier, a little tweaking, a little adjustments in my schedule to be here on a Monday night or be here on a Tuesday night or even be here on a Wednesday night. But wait a minute. I want to back up. Anybody need to realize today that I do? We need to sacrifice praying before church, because you see, it's not enough just to come and watch a preacher scream his head off for 40 minutes. It's not enough to hear good singing and hear good teaching. It's not enough to smell someone's cologne, a perfume, a dress all nice and holy, and we do, and I thank God for it. Hallelujah. But I tell you what we need. We need an old-fashioned revival of sacrifice, of prayer, hope unto God, where we say, "Lord, I want back. Give me back what we used to have. Give me back. Give me back my old-time Pentecostal church." Somebody clap your hands and lift your voice to God right now. If the enemy can get us to the place where we feel like we're praying too much. Praying. We're doing okay like we are. You can be seated if you want. You can stand. You know, I'll tell you what, I just come to church, and it's kind of like this. We go to work, right? And it clocks in, right? Punch the time card. I'm not being belligerent. I'm not trying to be unkind. I'm not trying to be smart. I'm not trying to be any of that. I'm just trying to be honest. We just punch the time clock. I'm here. Enough just to be here. God's already showed me three people in this place that you need to pray through to victory today, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking into the tongues, because if you don't, you may not make it this week. When's the last time we heard this kind of preaching? Oh, I know you hear it a lot from pastor, but I'm telling you, and from brother, but I'm telling you, in the mighty name of Jesus, we need, somebody lift your hands right now and worship God. You know what? I'll tell you what, I got a revelation of Brother Sandy. The revelation. We're going to have the kind of revival in the last day that's promised. Like of the days of old when we get back to sacrificing and realize it's not all about me. It's not about me. We become way too self-sufficient and self-reliant. And we think we're all that. I don't mean to be unkind, but I need the Lord. We need some people here today to get honest again and say, God, I've got to lay it on the altar of sacrifice. Oh God, Hallelujah, I feel this, Sister Sandy. Hallelujah. Come on, every eye closed. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody, don't just praise Him right now. I implore you to do more than just praise Him right now. I implore you to worship Him right now. Worship. Worship is sacrifice. Come on. I believe the Spirit of the Lord is revealing this message to someone right now. There's fresh revelation coming to someone right now. The Spirit of what I'm speaking of is sweeping this congregation right now. Come on, every eye closed. Every hand raised right now. Somebody needs a healing this morning. Somebody needs healing in their body physically. You need healing in your mind mentally. Oh, how you need a... Oh, there's somebody. There's one person here today. If the Lord doesn't touch your mind today, you're going to have a nervous breakdown in the next couple of months. I'll prophesy that, but you've got to get a hold of it today. God will heal your mind today. I'm totally submitted to you, Pastor. Shea Kimaharaba Ilamandurubu Shika Mandila Bahaya. I'm praying enough. Devil will tell you, I'm praying enough. The devil will tell you, you're giving enough. The devil will tell you, just coming to church is enough. No, it's not. The devil will tell you, don't fast. You know you need to take food for your meds. Then he'll tell you God doesn't really heal. He's a liar. The devil's a liar. God is giving victory right now. I want everyone to reach over and feel it in the Holy Ghost. Lay your hand on someone next to you. And I want you to pray. In Acts chapter 12, certain of the church was vexed. But the Bible said they apprehended Peter. They threw him in prison. And there were certain ones praying for him across town. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to answer some prayers for somebody this morning. Come on, somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Yes. I'm going to tell you what the devil wants. Come here. The devil doesn't want our young people to serve the Lord in 2012. The devil doesn't want young men to hear that call from heaven to do greater service to God. He don't want us to sacrifice. He doesn't want us to give. I want all the young people, 25 and below, I want you to stand up right now. All the young people, come on. Come on, all the young people, 25, below 25. I want you to come. I want you to come to the front right now. Just come to the front right now. Come on, I've got my work cut out. Just excuse me, I feel like I'm in the operating room right now. Every move counts. Shala Mokoriana Rayaramaha. Korodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodorodor Young man, I want you to stand up here. Come on, young man. Come stand right here. Stand up here by pastor. Come on. I want all you mamas and I want all your daddies. The devil's lied to you and said, well, they'll just turn out the best way they can and we're just gonna believe and just hope for the best. God has sent me here to tell some adult today, you need to stand up and start sacrificing in prayer and pleading the blood over them like you've never pleaded the blood over your children ever. I want you right now, this is not a rebuke. I just want you to stand. Come on, everybody stand with me right now. I want these young people, they're yours. I want the mamas, I want the daddies, I want the aunts, the uncles, the grandma, grandpas. Come stand behind them right now. Lay your hand. Don't be unabashed. Don't be ashamed. I want you to lay your hands on them. I don't want you to be bashful. I want you to be unabashed right now. Lay your hands on them and say in the name of Jesus, we're making some sacrifices. Come on. Come on. I'll tell you what happened. God told Abram, he says, he says, I want you to sacrifice your only son, Isaac. Hallelujah. Oh, but you don't understand, God. That's my only son and all that went with that. But, oh, he said, I want you to give it to me. I want you to lay it on the altar. What are you preaching this morning? I hadn't even got close to finishing my notes today, this morning, but I've come to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, there's some people and there's some things and there's some situations we need to lay on the altar and we need to start sacrificing today and saying, God, come on. God provided a ram in the thicket for Abraham and Isaac. Hallelujah! 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 When the 450 false prophets of Baal, they could not call fire down from heaven. Oh, but when the prophet, when he made a sacrifice and laid it on the altar, the fire did not fall. The fire did not fall until the sacrifice was made. I've come to the conclusion of this right now, very hurriedly this morning. Hallelujah. What is it in your life today that you need to lay on the altar that will be pleasing to God, that will give you the victory that you need? Somebody, we as a church, hear me today. We need a revival of sacrificing it all and laying it on the altar and saying, God, because the moment you do, God will provide for all of us like He's never provided for us. Who will it be today that will hear the words of the Lord, the clarion call from heaven today? Sacrifice. Now come on, I want you young ladies to lay hands on another young lady. Come on, lay your hands on another young lady. Come on. The Lord wants to touch you today. I really believe. Raise your hand to the Lord. I'm sorry, I don't mean to embarrass you. But in the name of Jesus, God, whatever it is that she's going through, I just pray the blessings of God on her life today. Kind of hell has tried to wrap itself around you and deceive, but I rebuke the adversary and I pray victory that he didn't come to her mind. That's it. Don't be ashamed. Don't worry about what anybody says. I rebuke the forces of influences of people in your life today. When you walked in here, whoever those influences are, they don't matter. All that matters is the voice of God. I feel the Holy God of Israel. I feel God Almighty. I feel Him touching you right now. Lay your hand on the God wants to heal her heart. Your heart has been broken. Your heart has been broken in pieces. And God says, I'm here to heal you today. By my spirit, saith the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody pray. Come on. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's raise our hands and talk to the Lord right now. Come on. I want somebody to plead the blood of Jesus over your family right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. I want you sisters to lay hands on these young ladies right here. Just come on up. Lay hands on them right there. Lay hands. As soon as you lay hands, come on. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick. And that's more than just physical sickness. That can be emotional. Oh, that can be mental. God, heal the psyche today. Oh God, oh God, let the spirit of sacrifice, let it grip us. Let the thrust of what the theme of this service today, right now, let it get a hold of the church today, God. Help us to understand that the fire of revival never falls until there is a sacrifice made. If Satan can convince us there's no need to pray, if Satan can convince us there's no need to fast, if Satan can convince us that we're doing enough, if Satan can convince us that we really don't have to pray that much, that we really don't have to read our Bible that much, if Satan can convince us that we really don't have to go to church as much as we used to go to church, if Satan can convince us to equate or relegate the man of God in the pulpit to that of a stand-up comic or just another lecturer, and to not listen to the preacher, if Satan can convince us to lead and live a double life and that hypocrisy is the way to be in 2012, if Satan can convince us that we don't have time to witness to a lost and dying world like we need to witness, if Satan can convince us to not pay our tithes and not give sacrificial offerings and not come to church and not show up for revival services, if Satan can convince us that we're doing too much, then the Spirit of the Antichrist is already at work. Bless my sister today. Sister, I feel a fresh anointing. I want to pray for you right now. I feel a fresh anointing. Fresh oil, fresh strength. There's fresh strength. I want everybody right now to raise your hands to God. Close your eyes. Lift up your voices. I need somebody to cry out to God right now. Let there be a sacrificial cry. Let there be a cry at Heritage Christian Center today. God, forgive me. Forgive me for being lackadaisical. Forgive me, God, for being indifferent. Forgive me, God, for being just flat lazy about the things of God. That's it back there, brother. Go ahead. The devil's trying to destroy our walk in relationship with God. He's trying to take us out of the spirit of sacrifice. But the spirit of Antichrist is right now trying to make us get to the point where we make no real commitments to the church. No real commitments to God. We're living in the day of non-commitment. There's no commitment to church or marriage or jobs or schools. Oh. If he can put it on the church where we don't feel like sacrifices have to be made. I preach to you today and I close. Satan literally hates anybody, anyone that will sacrifice anything to God. That's my message today. That's my message today. I want every eye closed right now. And this is what I want us to do on this very first service of this weekend series, this week of revival services. I want every eye closed right now and every hand raised right now. All over this house. If you're praying, just stay with it. But if you can hear me, I want you to raise your hands and close your eyes. And God's fixing to move again. There's a second wave coming right now. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to offer a sacrifice to God right now. What do you mean, brother evangelist? I want you right now to close your eyes and raise your hands and hold your hands out and say, God, I give you my habits that are ungodly. Come on, go, come, go, go, go. Good, good. Go, go, go. That's a sacrifice. Come on, come on. What are you waiting on?
What are you waiting on? God's not going to move in your life until you give something to Him.
Sacrifices are not supposed to be easy. Who told you they were easy? Come on, hold your hands up to God all over this house. Come on. All over this house, hold your hands up to Jesus. He loves you so much. Say, Lord, I give you my habits that are ungodly. Now, for someone, I'm helping you right now. Come on, don't be ashamed. Come on, say it, say it. You got to open your mouth. We don't serve a deaf and dumb God. We serve a speaking God. Open up your mouth. Say, Lord, I give you my addictions. There's somebody here today, and I'm just going to say this and get off. There's somebody addicted to cigarettes today. There's somebody here today addicted to internet pornography today. Close your eyes and say, God, I give it to you. I give it to you today, God. I give it to you. You're not going to come out empty-handed. I guarantee you. I promise you, you're not going to come out empty-handed. Raise your hand, and here it is, and I'm going to take my seat. But I want you to raise your hand and close your eyes and say, God, I give you my sins. I give you my iniquity. For you today. The devil's a liar. He told you you're going to leave the same way you came. That devil is a liar. You're not going to leave the same way today. I take authority over every spirit that's opposed to the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. That's it. There it is. I want everybody one more time. I want you to move around. Don't be so reserved. I give you permission to move around right now. I want you to find someone. Go up to them one-on-one and pray with somebody. Y'all break out. Move around. Move around. Move around. Move around. Lay hands on somebody. God's dealing with you about sacrificing some things to Him. Never experience the victory that your soul longs for, not until you lay it on the altar and let a spirit of sacrifice. That's what Satan is trying to stop. That's what the spirit of Antichrist is all about. The spirit of Antichrist is a non-sacrifice, non-sacrificial spirit. The Holy Ghost just quickened something in my spirit. I need four men. It can be older men or young men. I need four or five to come, and I want you to kneel at the altar. I need four or five ladies, young ladies, women to kneel at the altar, and this is what I want you to pray. God, no more barren altars. I want you to pray a prayer over the backsliders right now and say, God, They're coming home. We're going to sacrifice. We're going to pray before church. We're going to give. We're not going to let the devil lie to us and tell us that we put our time in and we've done enough. The devil is a liar. Come on, that's the reason we've had in this church, in this local church. That's why you have had what you have had. It's because there have been some major sacrifices. And it is not gone unnoticed to the eyes of God. He is pleased with it. The only way we're going to continue the legacy of apostolic revival in this church is that we allow the Holy Ghost to renew that lease on our lives. I give it all to you, God. I sacrifice it all to you, God. Please, Lord, give, quit the last time you prayed, give me children, lest I die. Oh, God, there's too many wounded soldiers that are not here today. Too many wounded on the battlefield, God. Bring them back home to you where they belong. Somebody in this house today is getting a hold of it. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Somebody's getting a hold of a spirit of sacrifice, and it's so pleasing to God. You are blessed. You will be blessed. You are blessed. If you are the one that says, let it be me, God, I'll sacrifice. I'll give. I'll go till it hurts. I'll be nice to those that are unkind to me. I love the unlovable. Don't you get it? The only Jesus that some people will see is when they do you wrong. And then they see Jesus in you. That's what it's all about. Come on, every eye closed. Come on, somebody raise your hands to Jesus. I'm not interested in just looking the part. I don't want a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. Let the glory fall, Lord. Let the glory fall again, Lord. It's only going to fall when there are sacrifices. Somebody, make up your mind. I will sacrifice to God today. See His glory revealed in my life. I'm not going to go through the motions tonight or this week. I'm not just going to come here and talk in and out for an hour and a half. God, let there be a demonstration of the Spirit and the power of Almighty God. Come on, somebody. We can't lose the spirit of sacrifices. Nothing is easy. Daniel 7:25. Nothing is easy. The devil knows he has but a short time to work. He shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. He's wearing you out. But somebody get a fresh breath today. Hatatayala Mahaya. Hey, ya, 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 ya.
Let it rain.
somebody by the hand right now. If you're able to, take somebody by the hand. Psalm 50:5 says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Take somebody by the hand and say, we will renew our sacrifices unto God right now. Today, 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 today. King David said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. That's it. Go ahead back there. Go ahead back there. God's not through. God's not through. It's still early. God's not through.